Don't take the stranger as a kind of standpoint, but rather he's a kind of thought experiment in which many of the features of human nature are brought into focus.
I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a
Vous écoutez Radio Panique.
Media, it's 8 o'clock in the afternoon, so this is... When I come to think of it now, one reason for reading the entry on air was hearing a remark made by Richard Thomas, a musician in the notorious performance group Chocolate Sandwich. Richard wondered to me aloud why it was that political activists often seem to like incredibly commodified and conformist music, even though it should actually symbolise everything they're against politically. His words stirred the old aesthetics versus politics debate in my back brain and helped me think again about the topic of...
Thank you. Real. slightly a negative question, I grant you, but what makes you nervous?
pour être fidèle, trop belle pour m'être fidèle. Mon amour couche chez un autre.
If I look up through them as I run, dazzles me till I got to look away. Some miles into the silverness, the road becomes a stream. My kids swim on like a song. Complete unconsciousness sings. It's like epilepsy. I'm not cold. My feet don't hurt. I can't remember my name. The cars go by and the drivers wave. I can't remember their names either, but it's okay. Fall over? Are you kidding? Does a fish fall over? Tom Clark.
Chodí pro dvojky a oni říkají, no hele vole, fakt teda jako to čumím, ale ty seš celá merlimarou, Garden Party na kopci ve čtvrtí běhal pro jeden drink za druhým a sám je do sebe házel o závod, aby vydržel všechny ty pohledy, který jeho milou svlíkali, a byl tam hostitel a ten k ním přišel, vrátil se k němu a řekl mu: "O hele vole, teda fakt jako ta tvoje, jako má je jako vyzvěla, tam máš bará pravá, nebo jsou jaký zlevá, ale to je jedno, jako o tom si bych se chtěl, ta tvoje ty vole fakt, a tvoje, to je úplná Marilyn Monroe. Cítí se starý a špinavej, asi dám, ale nedávno jí to řek, jen se usmála a koukala do nebe. Tak teda tohle pro něj není. A radši si dá někde pivo se známým, než aby se tlouk ode zdi ke zdi svý hlavy a snil, že jen on je ten pravej a jedinej. Opravdu, než aby se tlouk ode zdi ke zdi svý hlavy, snil, že jen on je ten pravej a jedinej.
Thank you. I've never seen anything like it. Chimneys jut towards the sky out of the damp earth. The chimneys of cottages everywhere rising out of the mist. Chunks of walls, broken stairs. Grey chimney pots surround me like masts in a graveyard of ships. but it's a village graveyard. I'm on a road paved with black stones that leads to the flattened gate of a lifeless farmstead. Come, let me show you my little museum, Alex says, the sneak. He's right behind my back. He grabs the rope hanging around my neck. I've forgotten all about it. And we walk, again, him in front, leading me uphill. It's drizzling. I'm glad the jacket Alex gave me has a hood. Drops of icy rain fall on Alex's closely shaven head. This is Katyn, he says. There were hundreds of villages like this, thousands, not like in your country. Could they wipe out the Slavs? Well, they tried, here. 300,000 they killed, and nobody in the West knows. How come it got swept under the rug? How come nobody talks about it, huh? It was a long time ago, I say in a normal voice. The noose is pretty tight now. It isn't choking me anymore. Bullshit, Alex yelps. It got swept under the rug because the Germans were in charge. But the ones who did the killing were Russians, Ukrainians, Lithuanians. They did it for money, and everybody keeps quiet about it because nobody wants to piss Putin off. Get it? I nod. Slovak soldiers were stationed in Oktyabrsk, where too many people got slaughtered and burned to even count. About 10 of them were my relatives. Awful, I say. All those spoiled bunk seekers coming halfway across Europe so Lebo can blow on their wounds and make it better. All those hippie cunts, naive bitches with their parents' credit cards and fabulous passports. Everyone here's a seeker, get it? And you can bet your ass they don't have any credit. It dawns on me that the paths here are made out of black stone for a reason. It's a monument to the village, or a memorial. I'm proud to be Belarusian, Alex says, but I don't just want to sit around eating Janiki and watching TV or protest and throw stones. I want to preserve the nation's memory. If we lose our past, we lose our future. We won't exist. Get it? Yes, Alex, I get it. I wish you didn't exist. That's what I think. I don't say it. We can't live like that, buried forever along with our dead like we were some kind of demons. Can you even see what I mean? Do you fucking understand? He tugs on the rope around my neck. That bothers me. Hey, Alex, I need to tie my shoe, okay? I hunch over and look to see if there's a stone I can grab. Nobody's going to tell me what to do anymore. Your shoes are fine, Alex says calmly. Just come on. So I get up and we go. Guess he knows that trick. He lets go of the rope and gives me a friendly slap on the back. He knew the whole time he was choking me. Look, he gestures grandly into the mist. We're going to build a huge car park for buses over there. Kiosks like they have in Auschwitz. Resurface the road. Oh, you think the tourists would like it more if it was bumpy? We could put in a rainforest. They don't have that at home. What do you think? Work, you cunt. You're the expert. Rainforests are nasty, I tell him truthfully. Hot, muggy, terrible weather. The tourists will tell him to go fuck off. Summers here aren't nice like they are in Terezin. Only now do I notice that all the chimneys have signs on them. Naviki, Navika, 50, 42, 14, 5, 3, 1. Names of the dead. And ages of the dead. This just isn't going to do the trick, Alex says, waving his hands around the units. Some boring old-style memorial that won't get the attention of the new Europeans. Look at the Poles and that Katyn of theirs. A step ahead again. They're shooting a movie about it. And what about our Katyn? Nobody's ever heard of it. All of a sudden, Alex jumps up on a wall and shouts, "Listen to me, you heroic Poles. The people who got murdered here in Katyn weren't officers who could defend themselves." He jumps down, grabs the rope, and starts talking normally again. They forced the men to run around in a circle till they got tired. Then they herded them into a barn and set fire to it. They used another barn for the women and children. Why didn't the people resist? Because Slavs are stupid brutes? No, they just didn't believe it. Right up to the last minute, throwing kids in the fire. Why would someone do that? Nobody thought it would happen until it actually did. The killers had it all worked out. We start walking back towards the tent. I learned something there in Terezin. Alex gives me a punch in the shoulder. Oral history. The most important thing is the story. Authenticity. That's what Lebo said, right? We both stop short. Lebo, that's right. This is Belarus, my friend. No Kafka t-shirts are going to help us here. Thank you.
Alone, the ones you've heard already are. the porch was dark. I went out trawling with the fleet. We threw our nets up at the stars and caught some seabirds for their meat. I drank enough to cloud my brain. You drank the stuff I use unstained. We sailed out on a drunken tide and let our listing ships here by the shore. I don't do sailors anymore. I listen for the hungry din of seagulls as the boat.
добром обратиться.
Productions.
El Frenzy Producciones
presents.
Presenta.
A brilliant kaleidoscope.
Un brillante caleidoscopio.
Of beautiful melodies.
De melodías hermosísimas.
And breathtaking arrangements.
Y arreglos que te dejan sin aliento.
L'étranger, nous sommes les meilleurs.
Δίκτυο ελληνικής ραδιοφωνίας.
Αν δεν βρήκα τα κομμάτια μου στους δρόμους, αν ξεφεύγω από κλέφτες κι αστυνόμους, αν ακόμα τραγουδώ, ξέρω εγώ που το
the reparation machine begins.
passaggio di fronte che unisce per tutta la chiesa.
I told you when I came I was a stranger. Don't take the stranger as a kind of standpoint, but rather he's a kind of thought experiment in which many of the features of human nature are brought into focus.
I told you when I came I was a stranger.